This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced setting up of a national turmeric board and Samakka Saraka Tribal University for Telangana. Speaking after inaugurating and dedicating several developmental projects at Mehboobnagar this afternoon, he said the National Turmeric Board will extend help to all turmeric farmers.
Kendra Sarkar ne haldi kisanon ke hit ke liye aur unki avashyakta ko dekhte hue aur unke liye bhavi jo sambhavnaen hai use dekhte hue National Turmeric Board ke गठन का निर्णय किया है. नेशनल टर्मरिक बोर्ड सप्लाई चेन में वैल्यू एडिशन से लेकर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के कार्यों तक किसानों की मदद करेगा.
The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stones of several developmental projects worth over 13,500 crore rupees. These projects are related to road and rail infrastructure, education, health, energy and electricity. Stating that the infrastructure development will augment economic activity in the region, Mr. Modi emphasized that these infrastructure and developmental projects will increase the employment opportunities and improve the lives of people. Later, addressing a public meeting at Palamuru Prajagarjana, Mr. Modi assured that efforts are being made by the centre to help out the farmers of the state. He said 10,000 crore rupees have been spent through PM Kisan Samman Nidhi in Telangana. Prime Minister Modi today led the nation in Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining a mega cleanliness drive ahead of Gandhi Jayanti. As part of the Ek Tarikh, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness, people across the country today participated in mega cleanliness drive on the clarion call of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Modi appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive this morning to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted the nation on the eve of Gandhi Jayanti, the 154th birth anniversary of the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. In a message, the President said, Mahatma Gandhi's ideals of truth and non-violence paved a new way for the world. Vice President Dhankar said, Bapu's relentless pursuit of freedom and equality remains a beacon not just for India, but for the global community. Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Nishit Pramanik today launched the fourth edition of the Fit India Swachhata Freedom Run at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi. The campaign will be held till the 31st of this month. It aims to encourage fitness and help people get freedom from obesity, laziness, stress, anxiety and diseases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. In Rajasthan, Mr. Modi will dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth about 7,000 crore rupees in Chittorgarh. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees in Gwalior. BJP Central Election Committee meeting is being held at party headquarters in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh are attending the meeting. The Central Election Committee is expected to finalise the BJP candidates for the upcoming state elections in Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan. Union Ministers Arjun Ram Meghwal, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Pralhad Joshi and other BJP leaders are also attending the Central Election Committee meeting. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 3 days. The weather office has also predicted heavy rainfall over Kerala tomorrow. India's sportsperson shone on day 8 of Asian Games in Hangzhou, taking the overall medals tally to 53 today. The medals tally includes 13 gold, 21 silver, 19 bronze. Overall, 15 medals were added, including 3 gold, 7 silver and 5 bronze. 2 gold were won in athletics with 1 games record. India ended the shooting events today with the best ever games performance, winning overall 22 medals, including 7 gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.